B says the derailment of an express train late on Friday was caused by a bomb. At least 26 people were killed and almost 100 injured. The train crashed in remote countryside midway between Moscow and St. Petersburg. Richard Galpin reports from Moscow.
The head of the Federal Security Service, or FSB, Alexander Bortnikov, said it was a homemade bomb containing the equivalent of 7 kilograms of high explosive. Earlier, investigators at the scene of the crash were reported to have found parts of a bomb and a crater by the tracks. Almost 24 hours after the incident, officials still say 18 people are missing. Many of the injured are in a serious condition and have been taken to hospitals in the capital or St. Petersburg.
A second, less powerful bomb exploded beside the track as rescue work was underway, causing further disruption but no injuries. The British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has laid down terms for the Afghan President Hamid Karzai to tackle corruption and speed up the training of Afghan forces. Mr. Brown has been discussing strategy for Afghanistan with the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The Prime Minister said Mr. Karzai would be expected to give assurances at an international conference due to take place in London in January.
What we need is a political push to match the military push we're now agreeing to. And that means that President Karzai has got to accept that there will be milestones by which he's going to be judged, and he's got to accept that there will be benchmarks at which the international community will set.
Commonwealth leaders meeting in Trinidad have given their unanimous support for the international community to reach a deal at the climate change summit in Copenhagen next month. The leaders said they wanted the deal to lead to a binding treaty on curbing greenhouse gas emissions that will be reached no later than by the end of 2010. The military government in Guinea has detained a prominent human rights activist, Mokhtar Diallo. His detention came at a sensitive time for the military government as a United Nations mission began investigating a massacre. Mark Doyle reports from Conakry.
Friends of the human rights activist Mokhtar Diallo said his detention on the very day the United Nations officially began its work here may indicate a lack of respect by the soldiers in power for the international body. The detention of Mr. Diallo in the sprawling army camp where the junta is based comes as other human rights activists and opposition politicians say the atmosphere of intimidation created by the regime continues despite the presence of the UN. The United Nations mission is investigating a massacre of pro-democracy demonstrators at a football stadium in September.
Human rights groups say at least 150 people were killed at the stadium. World news from the BBC. The International Committee of the Red Cross says more than 70 people have died in a boat accident in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Many people are still missing. The accident happened on Wednesday. Mary Harper reports.
The Red Cross said the accident happened when two barges tied together sank in a lake in a remote part of western Congo. Bodies are reported to be trapped in the vessels, which had been transporting logs. Local reports say the barges were not authorised to take passengers, but the Red Cross has spoken of more than 300 on board. Many people rely on boats because the roads are so bad and the country is covered with a vast network of rivers. But the vessels are often overloaded and badly maintained, so accidents are common.
France's former tourist minister Léon Bertrand has been placed in custody on the French Caribbean island of Martinique, accused of corruption. Mr. Bertrand served in President Jacques Chirac's government until 2007. The investigation centres on whether he took bribes in return for contracts in the overseas territory of French Guiana in South America. Anti-capitalist protesters have set fire to cars and smashed the windows of banks and cafes during a rally in the Swiss city of Geneva. They were objecting to talks being held in the city on Monday by the World Trade Organization, which they say works on behalf of big business and exploits the developing world. Police in Florida say they're waiting to question the world's number one golfer, Tiger Woods, about an accident near his home. He was found semi-conscious and suffering from facial injuries after apparently driving into a fire hydrant and a tree as he pulled out of his driveway in the early hours of Friday morning. Police said his wife, who was upset, had used a golf club to knock out the rear window of the car. They said the accident was not alcohol-related and refused to speculate on whether the two had had a row beforehand. BBC News.